I'm Rubapea. The Chachamim set a general rule with regard to which fruit are chayav and pay, they have to leave over a little bit for the aniyim. Only things that are considered food would be chayav and pay, as opposed to certain type of plants that are used to be put into dye, they're not eaten, they would not be chayav and pay. And even if they were somewhat edible, they would not be chayav and pay, since they are generally not used for food. The nishma, and only things that are guarded are chayav and pay. This is coming to exclude hefker, something which is not guarded, anybody can take it, it would not be chayav and pay. Ugidulav mina'art, the only thing that get its nutrients from the earth, would be chayav and pay. This would exclude things such as mushrooms that get its nutrients from the air, not from the earth, it would be no chayav and pay. Ulikitatu kacha, the only things that are all harvested at once, would be chayav and pay. This would come to exclude certain types of trees, such as a fig tree, where the fruit on the tree doesn't all ripen at one time. Some of the fruit on the tree will ripen at one time, then you would harvest that fruit. And then the other fruit on the tree would ripen at a different time, and you would harvest the other fruit at a different time. So since not all harvested at once, there is no chiyav and peah for these type of fruit trees. U'machniso l'kiyim chayav b'peah. An only thing that can be kept around for a while, that can be put away, and they will be kept for a while, would be chayav and peah. As opposed to certain types of food, such as vegetables, that they would not last a while. You can't put away vegetables as they will spoil, and therefore there would be no chiyav and peah. Now, this doesn't include all vegetables. There are certain types of vegetables that could be kept around for a while and would be chayav and peah, such as garlic and onions. But most vegetables cannot be kept around for a very long time, so those type of vegetables will not be chayav and peah. V'atvua v'akitnias b'klazim. Tvua grain and kitnias legumes would be included among the foods that are chayav and peah, as tvua and kitnias have all the prerequisites that would be chayav and peah. The following fruit tree is chayav and peah, ha'og. Ha'og is the type of tree that grows the red fruit. While the Rambam holds an oak is a small tree, which part of the tree is used in the process of tanning hides. And on that tree there are berries that grow, and those berries are chayav and peah. Bacharuvin, a carob tree, v'egozim, nut tree, v'ashkedim, almond tree, v'akvanim, grapevine, v'harimonim, and pomegranate tree, v'azesim, and olive trees, while tamarim, chayav and bepeh, and so too date trees, are chayav and peh. As all types of fruit trees, with the exception of a fig tree, have all the prerequisites, that would be mechayav and peh. A fig tree does not, because a fig tree, the fruit on the tree doesn't all ripen at once, so the fruit is picked at different times, and therefore it's mechayav and peh. But other trees do have the prerequisites to be mechayav and peh. But some Rishonim learn that fruit trees are only chayav and peh midrabbanan. As Minat Torah, only dagon tiros v'yitzor is chayav and peah, only grain, grapes, and olives are chayav and peah. But the Rabbanan were mechayav other things in peah as well. And just like in Trumos and Maisers, only dagon tiros and yitzor are chayav and Trumos and Maisers. Minat Torah, according to a lot of Rishonim, so too according to some Rishonim, peah is only chayav Minat Torah, by dagon tiros and yitzor, other things such as fruit trees are chayav and peah, only midrabbanan.